All right, everybody coming in now. You know, we've actually been getting listeners up and more tune in every week. And it's been cool. We're having different people on all the time, but me and Daniel decided, you know, we kind of need to talk about some things and get people's mind on the right track of what's going on. But for the people who joined today and the listeners, I thank y'all. And y'all got a chance to win this Ruthless Ed Talk beer mug. What you think, Daniel?
I think it's pretty badass looking.
That's pretty cool. What I need you to do to win this mug of this podcast, hit three little dots, copy a link, and share it to whatever you got, Facebook, TikTok. I got Clappers, Celority. It don't matter. You know, there's so many different ones.
Just whichever platform you use.
Email ruthlessedtalk@gmail.com. Say done. You know, well, actually, you can message us and just say done, shared. So, one of those two words. And we will get back to you. Thank you for submitting. And we'll put your name in a drawing. Make sure you leave a name so we can put it in a drawing. Or you can text my phone number, 662. That's 1-662-251-9848. And you can share done and shared to me. And I'll get back to you and thank you for everything. And I'll put your name in a drawing. Just make sure you give us your email link so we can get back to you.
Yeah, because we need to figure out how to send it to you.
Yeah, we're going to have to get your message. We'll privately talk to you about that and whoever wins. But that's how you get a chance to win the beer mug.
And it's a big one, too. You can probably fit, what do you think, 12 ounces in there?
12 ounces, that's six. Probably 24.
That, 24, damn. Yeah, I guess it is bigger. That is a tall boy in it. Man, it was making that beer can look like a regular-sized beer can. That's how big it is.
Yeah. And it's got the Ruthless Ed Talk logo.
It's in black, yeah. Yeah. It's real nice.
It's pretty cool.
Real nice.
But now, time to business.
Oh, yeah. You ready to get down the rabbit hole?
Yeah, well, I'm thinking we may need to tonight.
I think we need to. All
right. We're in a – for people that don't know this right now, and it's hard for the normies to understand, we're in a war.
Yeah, it's a war. It's just not like the wars we've seen before. And actually, in all actuality, they've been doing this stuff for a long time. It's just we're just now entering into it. We're on the battlefield now, and we got a little bit of weight that we can move around.
When did this war start? You think it was about JFK?
Yeah, but this stuff's been going on for a long time, since before America was even America. Yeah. I mean, Illuminati, all that stuff. There's always been a plan to reach this.
I know that, but I'm talking about this war. This particular thing. This is all about this one.
Yeah. This is dealing with us here in America. It really started before that, but when they finally really started throwing us around a lot, it was when JFK was around. You see what happened to him. He tried to expose it, and he was killed for it. And so was Abe Lincoln. I mean, this stuff's been going down.
And the first shot, I believe, in my opinion, this is me, from them to taking over our minds was the fluoride.
Oh yeah,
that's my opinion.
That's what a lot of people don't understand. That like it's in our water, it's in our toothpaste, and it's in baby water, distilled water. Yeah. Why would it be in baby's distilled water? They don't even have teeth. There's no reason to have fluoride in
because our body's supposed to have iodine.
Well, it's supposed to have it's iodine. It's what your thyroids run off. But instead, it's a halogen. It's in halogen family, and instead of getting iodine, the fluoride takes the place of the iodine. Yeah, of the iodine, and it clogs your thyroids up.
Yeah. Huh. Well, that's the first one. That's why we're always walking around. Like, you can watch them homeless people and lock them up, and we're just in a daze. Yeah, if you wonder why you're in a daze, it kind of feels like you're in a daze sometimes. That's why.
Yeah, you ever seen something on the news that you're like, it makes you angry, but 10 minutes later, you don't even know, you don't even remember it.
Why do you think most people know that the pedophilia is going on with who these people are?
You're talking about the Epstein and all that stuff?
Yeah. My phone's doing it now, I think.
Had to chunk it.
There we go. Had to get rid of the phones. But they're not really that upset about it. How can you go around We should be up in arms, ready to kill these people.
I mean, this is a Supreme Court ruling. I mean, not a Supreme Court, but it says, is Maxwell, are they in the Supreme Court team, or is that a different court?
That's a different court.
But anyway, I mean, it's national news either way.
Yeah,
everybody knows, and she just got found guilty for it. That means
for
all this
kids.
Stuff that we've been talking about for years, everybody got called conspiracy theorists, is all true.
Yeah. But all you're blinded stuff. Because you've been on fluoride.
Yeah.
That is why. That is the arm. That is the ammunition. That is the drug. That is everything I've been putting in you to make you go, well, it is what it is.
What does it do? Well, let's go back to the beginning of where fluoride was even invented at.
Was it Nazi?
Nazi Germany. Yeah. Hitler made it to keep the Jews docile in the camps.
Mm-hmm.
So they wouldn't rise up and fight and revolt.
Yep.
So why would we put this in our toothpaste, in our water systems? Why? It doesn't
do
anything.
Same thing to us.
They say one thing, and the one thing that they say it does is it makes your teeth hard. You're an animal on your teeth.
That's a lie.
There's not any kind of. There's nothing behind that at all. They just say it.
Yeah.
That's everything they do. They just say it, and we just maybe just follow it.
And if we're wrong about that, prove us wrong about that. We want to hear it because I've never actually seen that. I've seen Dennis say it. You know, but what they're just saying it don't mean nothing. They're just following orders is what they just, you know, they're all just following the same pattern as everybody else. Somebody up here twiddling the dang puppet master. Hey, do this. Tell them this. Tell them that. And they just go in line. It goes on. Repeat it.
Well, it's like the
got too much trust with everybody.
The Food and Drug Administration. They're the ones that the FDA. They're the ones that approve this stuff. Well, go back and look how many times the FDA approved stuff that ended up killing people.
Oh, man. Everything.
Just about everything they approve is bad for you. But they won't approve supplements. They won't approve anything that's natural. They won't do that. They won't touch it because there's no money in it.
Yeah.
Because it's bountiful. It's everywhere. They don't. If there's something there that's free to everybody, they will not back it because they don't want to have their name on something like that because they're meant to make money. Big Pharma, that's the biggest money-making scheme we've ever seen.
Oh, it's a total ripoff.
You keep people sick enough to make money off of them until they die.
It's a total ripoff.
Yeah.
And our whole life we've been going on, don't trust the government, don't trust Big Pharma, except when there's a pandemic. That's
all
the time
all of a sudden now you want to trust them.
No. But anyways, back to the beginning. Let me turn my headphones down.
Where do you want to go to? Let's pick a spot where we think that this really started turning. I think it's when Trump came down the escalator.
In recent days. In recent days when this war.
We're talking about right now, what's going on right now.
I think it really kicked off when he got elected because that is whenever they knew the people had declared war on them. That was it. They knew we declared war on them at that point.
Do you remember? We all remember the day of that election. They said that Hillary Clinton was going to have a 97% chance of winning.
Yeah.
How do you figure that?
They were trying to mind control.
Yeah,
you.
They were trying to tell, you know, scare people using fear tactics and stuff like that to keep you away
anything
from the poll booth.
Anything to keep him from winning.
Yeah.
And what'd he do? He won.
And let me just say something.
Because
to you.
Of us.
Don't think that they didn't use that same computer program they did with Biden back with Hillary.
Oh, yeah.
They just didn't know that we were going to come out in force like that.
Yeah. So
they didn't
had to
expect
shut
it.
Everything down.
We are the ones that's got the power. And yeah, this last election, we showed them a little something.
Mm-hmm.
And 80 million of us came out and voted for Trump.
Yeah.
And it messed them up because it made it to where all their stuff just doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
And people are, you know, they think, you know, why even vote? Why even vote? Do it one more time.
Yeah.
Vote one more time.
Yeah,
just
one
do
more
it in,
time.
In the midterms. Just do it.
One more time is all we need.
Yep.
And what was it? What really messed people up, people that wasn't paying attention to, Pennsylvania. All right, they shut it down. I think it was up like 200,000 votes, right?
Yeah.
Then that took him like 6 or 7 days for Biden to win that. He was up, I think, like the fifth day. After they shut it down, dumped all the ballots, Trump was still...
Yeah, he was still close. And
he was still leaving them. Like, it was 500, like 2 or 3 days, 500,000. Then it was up to 700,000 at one point. He had done spread.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden...
Yeah, Biden come back. 700,000 back?
Yeah.
Come on, man. But it's a war. That's what I'm trying to tell you. It is a war.
That's a symptom that just you can see that's you gotta get out of the freaking mindset that we're in. Yeah. We're all stuck in the left and the right and stuff,
yeah,
and black and white, and it's not that. It's American versus people that are trying to hurt us.
Yeah.
That's what you need to be looking at.
It's hard to accept. It's hard for people to accept that their own government is out to kill us.
Yeah. Let's, you know, hey, let's just look at every other. Let's just go back and look at every other government there is that has been here.
Yeah.
People think that this has always been like this, and it hasn't. America was a one of a kind thing.
Yeah.
It's the first time it's ever been like
this. That's ran by the people.
Ever since then, you had kings and everything else all the way back,
yeah,
and tyrants. Man, we've just forgotten.
Yeah.
We haven't. They took our history and they twisted it. You know, and we've forgotten it.
But that's part of that war. What did they do? They had to centralize schools. They centralized the money. They centralized the police. The military.
Everything. Yeah.
They want everything centralized. They want it government ran. The schools shouldn't be ran by any type of government at all.
Yeah.
It should be ran by the parents.
Yeah,
it should be taught by the parents. Like say 100 years ago. They didn't really have schools.
They didn't have public schools. No, I mean, it was
a mom was teaching the kids math and reading and writing. That was pretty much it.
Yeah, that's how it's been for thousands of years, though.
And then, guess what? Then they put the government involved and everything.
And now look at us.
Screws everything up. And that's why you have, oh, you can do this, and, you know.
Well, it's just people that don't understand capitalism and stuff like that, and they're sitting there talking crap because all they've been taught in school is socialism and socialist ideas, and they haven't been taught the capitalist ideas, so they don't even know what they're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And they're sitting there dead, like they will die. They will go down to the ground dying, believing what they believe in, because they've been taught that.
You know, it's weird, though. Yeah, you can prove them wrong.
Yeah. Well, they just circle back like Ojin Saki.
But that's part of that whole been a war for your mind.
Yeah.
It's an information war.
This whole thing, yeah.
The whole thing is an information war. It's a mind control war that we're in.
Yeah, it's the whole thing. It's a trick. With the voting, they're trying to make it to where we think that our vote doesn't matter, when all reality is everybody's vote matters.
Yeah.
Every single one of them.
Yeah.
They all matter, and that's the thing. They're tricking you into not thinking that way you don't go up to the voting booth so they can get, you know, stay in power. Why would – just think about it. You got to think about who's pulling those strings, and you can't just – they're not out here looking to help us.
No.
When's the last time you looked around and just saw somebody just wanting to help you?
Yeah.
Nobody wants to help – you know, you're on your own in life. And that's the same way when it comes to voting, too. You're on your own. That's why your vote matters so much. That's why your opinion matters so much.
And you got to go out and make sure nobody's cheating this time.
They're trying to make us all just one cookie-cutter thing.
Yeah.
And it's not. That's what makes us strong, is that we're all different.
Yeah, exactly. But we got to do it this next time. It's a war we're in.
Yeah, it's...
And you got what? When I say prisoners of war when you're in a war, January 6th.
Yeah, all those people that got arrested.
Yeah, for nothing.
Yeah.
For
just
nothing.
Being there.
Just being there.
One guy got arrested because he had a Lego replica of the state, of the Capitol, and it wasn't even out of the box.
Hmm.
And they're like, we're arresting you because you had this. Just because you bought that.
Yeah. Wow.
It's getting crazy, man.
But that's what we're in now. But the whole war, they took over the mainstream media. And if you watch Fox News, I'm gonna go ahead and tell you, Fox News is a narrative too.
Yeah, they're just the other side of it.
Yeah, they're a narrative. Who they have on, Lindsey Graham?
Yeah, all the same.
What Trump come out and say yesterday or day before? He's a rhino.
Yeah, he is. We've known that since the beginning, though.
He was saying he wouldn't. You know, he won't throw the book at January 6th people because he was scared. That's why.
Sorry.
But yeah, but Lindsey Graham, yeah, he was freaking out the whole time.
Well, see, I think this whole thing, I mean, you got to think of it from that perspective. This is a war for our minds.
Yeah.
If Trump didn't do what he did, if everything didn't happen the way it happened, we wouldn't be here right now at this point in time. We wouldn't be seeing all this stuff. You wouldn't have all the normies getting mad at Joe Biden because.
And what we call normies is people who have been brainwashed their entire life. And I know that's going to be the hardest thing for people to understand. You grow up this way. You got to pay the taxes. You got to do this. You know, I mean, I get all that, but you take the vaccine. Let's just say the vaccine, for example. you went and took it. Not because you thought it worked. Not because that was what you were supposed to do.
You didn't know it worked. I mean, you couldn't possibly know it worked because it ain't been out for a year. You didn't know. You just went up there and did it because you got scared and because you listened to somebody that told you to do it.
Yeah.
Think for yourself. That's what the problem is. People need to start thinking for themselves and looking with their own eyes and listening with their own ears.
Mm-hmm. And their whole thing is, you got to get the vaccine. Why?
No, you don't.
But why do you?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, you don't. It's because somebody told you to.
Yeah.
That's it.
My job. Not now. If you'd have just waited a little while, they ain't even asking for it anymore. They don't care.
Now you got it, though.
The narrative is changing with that situation.
COVID's gone.
Yeah.
It's gone. It's gone. They're trying to do the Russian crap now.
Yeah. I mean, you'll hear a little bit here and there, but it's gone.
Man, it's...
It's a war, man.
And even the Russian stuff right now, this is not real. We're not going to be in World War III.
No.
I mean, they might try to pull some stuff, but think that Biden...
They're starting to give up on that now.
Yeah, I know, because...
The Ukraine president come out and said...
Yeah, that there's not.
Yeah.
Well, then in Russia, they were talking about how all the troops are lined up and all this crap. Well, no shit. It's their border.
Yeah.
They stay there. They're stationed there. They have they have routine things that they do on that border all year round, and they just went over there and took some pictures and just trying to make something out of nothing.
And then, what was it, Biden is sending, 3,000 troops to Europe or something?
Ukraine.
Is it Ukraine? Yeah, it's Ukraine. Europe. Is Europe or Ukraine?
It's Ukraine.
Okay.
Hey, I was thinking about that, too. You know, all their business...
trying to bait.
Well, no. I think it's something different.
Putin.
I think they're trying to get rid of some stuff over there.
They may be. Trying to get rid of the freaking president over there.
No, I think they're trying to get rid of Hunter Biden's and their stuff that they got over there. Because, you know, that's where they were going at over there to their little... They were getting all that money and stuff. The company was over there. So, of course, they're trying to get back over there and get rid of all the evidence. I think that's what's happening.
Yeah,
they're using it as missions and stuff. Go destroy this top secret intel. And it's not. It's his son's evidence. I mean, I wouldn't put it past him.
Oh, heck no. They lie so much that I wouldn't put it past them that Stephen Hawking was nothing but a dead body. They're brain dead, all the way dead, and some guy in the back with a microphone is making them talk like, "You are here, the universe." And he's just sitting there like,
"Dude's not even there."
Yeah, he's just has his eyes moving. You know, he's like laying like this, and some guy in the back with a microphone speaking through the computer. And then how he rolls around is some guy sitting there with a remote control, like a remote control car or something.
Back up, Terry.
You know, I wouldn't put it past them that they actually did that.
Man.
That's how much they lie.
Well, you know they do that stuff with Joe Biden. Somebody's talking in his ear.
Yeah.
I mean, what if it's in like the Impractical Jokers? That's what it's like now with him. He's like, you can just imagine them sitting in the back going, "All right, now tell him you poop your pants." And then he's up there and he goes, "Poop my pants."
But yeah, that's the thing. But the whole situation with Trump was a bomb in their plan.
Oh yeah,
it was a 16-year plan. It was supposed to be Obama. Then it was supposed to be Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton was supposed to start a war. The war was supposed to lose to China so they could get rid. And what happens when you lose a war? You lose the Constitution. All right? That's what's standing in their way is the Constitution.
Yeah. And us.
Well, yeah, but I mean, that's their biggest thing is because we're different between us and another country. They are trying to get their rights. We're born with those rights.
Let's throw a little bit more evidence out here. So, what we believe is that Trump is still in power. I think he is. I think he's still controlling a few aspects.
I had a little situation, but he's still controlling.
Yeah, he's still in power.
Still controlling aspects.
I mean, well, just look.
He's still flying around in that
plane.
He's
still flying around. Look at him having the rallies and stuff. You got to look. Take the labels off.
Yeah.
Take the President Biden label off. Take everything off, and you sit there and you look and see who's controlling the people.
Yeah.
Who's got their faith in them. It's not Biden.
No.
It's not, because he didn't get voted in. This is a clear evidence that he's not president, too. Nobody respects him. There's no way he could have got in like that and got that many votes.
Hold that thought. So you're still saying that he's in control?
Oh, yeah.
All right. With the plane... The plane looks like Air Force One.
and then all the decked out stuff in Mar-a-Lago.
Yeah.
Which is the wintertime White House. It's what it was made for. You go look back and look at the history of that place. That's what it was for. Now, on the other hand, back before all this happened, he signed at Mount Rushmore the new Declaration of Independence.
Yeah.
And they said that.
Yeah.
Like, you go back and look and see what the words that they were saying, that's what they said. Even Melania come out and said
it. You know,
she
you
signed
can
it.
Actually, yeah. Remember that? She come out and said, witnessing the president sign the new, or the Declaration of Independence. You can actually go look it up somewhere. I can't remember where you can find it, but I mean, you can go to DuckDuckGo because Google ain't gonna show it to
go
you.
Go to DuckDuckGo. Google's about to be in the past anyway.
And that reminds me of Kim Clement prophecy too. It goes hand in hand when it says he will take a simple stone and raise it up, but the plan will be so brilliant that it had no, you know, it come from me. When he was talking, that round Mount Rushmore was way up there, you know, in the background and way above his head. And he was talking about that, and then the deck. So I mean, but they will laugh at him. Yeah. But, oh man!
Well, it's soon gone past the point of where Orange Man Bad is a legitimate thing. Like you can't even say that anymore. You either are for this country or you're not right now. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter who's there. There's people up there that are doing illegal things, and it's very unconstitutional, and it's hurting all of us. Just look at the gas prices. Look at the grocery prices. They cut off fuel. That's our warmth and everything in the wintertime. Why would you do that to your own people? You're disarming us. You're starving us. You're putting that burden on us, making it harder for us so we don't get ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Does anybody out there not realize that, how good we had it under Trump?
Yeah.
I don't care if you didn't like the guy or not. We had low gas prices, higher wages, more jobs, and now we're going back in another direction very fast. He hasn't even been in there for a year. It feels like he's been in there for 4 years.
Yeah.
That's how terrible of a president he is. It's excruciating.
I don't even watch him.
You can't watch him.
No.
And then all of them up there, they don't communicate with each other.
What kind of person falls upstairs? I've never heard of that before.
Man, that was freaking, that's a gift.
Trump said
if it
had been a, you know, he fell, oh, he's up, he fell, oh, he's up, no, he fell again. He said if it had been a fight, he'd have been called off.
Hell yeah. They would have brought him out in a stretcher.
Because, you know, you can only get knocked down 3 times in a round.
You know, I found it so funny that they were talking so much crap about Trump's health, and every time that, you know, they were like, he's not fit, he's not fit, he's not fit, he's not fit, constantly they said that.
Yeah.
And now you got one in there that can't even talk.
Yeah.
Falls up the stairs. Where are all those people at that were screaming that?
Shits his pants. Over to meet the preacher. What's that guy?
Oh, the Pope.
Yeah.
Did it too at one of the royals, I think, over in England. Man. There's some crazy stuff going on.
Yeah, but people, man, y'all got to realize we are in a war.
And the other thing you need to realize is that we're winning.
Yeah. We ain't even threw a bomb yet.
Yeah, you gotta just step
every
back.
Every time information is processed and something comes out against them, that's just a little grenade.
Yeah.
A little grenade. We ain't started launching bombs yet.
No, not yet. It's about to though.
Yeah.
Just wait until Trump.
Wait
gets
till
his social
zero
media
day. That's what, February 21st.
I get something like that. I'll just wait until it gets here before we start calling it that though.
You think so?
Yeah. Let's see. Dates, you know, dates mess you up.
Yeah. But no, thing. I mean, it's supposed to be.
Is it?
Yeah, you can look it up. It's on your. It's supposed to be here
February
21st.
Yeah, we're going to bust that stuff wide open, too, so y'all be ready. Y'all be getting on True Social when it gets on there and following us.
Yeah,
we're gonna,
follow
we're gonna
Reckless
be on
Head Talk. And we're going to try to get everybody we can. And I'm going to tell you something else. Anybody wants to donate a freaking laptop or something, give me one.
Yeah.
Golly.
We're running on ancient technology here.
Yeah, I mean, everything, it's like all new technology connected to an old technology computer. That's the only thing I'm lacking is a freaking computer. We had a nice new computer. I might go get one. I don't know. We saw one for a bike. I don't know. It was $1,000 or something, but it was one of them big gaming ones, you know.
Well, you don't need all that for this. Oh, I mean, you could. But
I know, but if I was going to get one, I was going to get a gaming thing and have a game.
I'm going to come over and play on it.
Yeah. Set up my racing game for it.
Yeah, there you go.
Get that NASCAR online.
But let's talk more about Trump.
Trump.
You know, that's the one thing I don't get tired of talking about is Trump, because he did such a good job.
Okay, let's talk about why he's saying he got the vaccine. He says, hey, people get the vaccines. It's for optics.
Yeah, that's what people need to realize, that this is not normal, a normal battle, a normal war that we're fighting. He's having to fight for the minds of people.
Yep.
You got to keep that in mind. And if the thing is, like when you run a business or something and you have a certain people that you're catering to, you don't just come out and say stuff.
Go ahead.
You don't get political. That's why singers and stuff, they lose so much support because they come out and they narrow their supporters down to a certain group. And they do it to themselves. So anyway, they narrow their supporters down to a certain group and they start losing money. Well, Trump's a businessman anyway. Yeah. You got to sit here and think about it. If Trump was to sit here and not take the vaccine, all the normies would freak out.
Yep.
They would be, you know, he's not doing it, you know.
That's what I'm trying to tell people.
He went up there knowing that he was going to lose a lot of money.
Yeah.
He probably would have been killed for it. He probably could still get killed for being up there. Like they did it to JFK. They did it to many other people.
They tried to do it to Reagan.
Yeah. Reagan got shot the same way. But the thing is, he's willing to take on that burden because he's not out there to get us, man.
No.
He's out there to help every one of us.
Yeah.
And that's the thing, is he's trying to wake up everybody and give us that choice back.
And you got to realize what enemy he's taking on. He's taking on Big Pharma.
The central banks
and the government all at the same time.
And let's not call it the government anymore. Let's call it the corporation, American corporation.
Yeah, because that's what it is. Yeah. Yep. Look, he's taking on an American corporation that was once formerly known as the government.
And we're not American citizens in the sense anymore. We're literally slaves to this corporation.
Yep.
When we're born, we get a birth certificate, we get a social security number given to us. We have a barcode. That is our barcode. We are a piece of equipment to them.
Yep.
We're money making equipment.
That's true.
And now we're thing about it is, in history, we're getting to the point where they don't need us anymore. They got the technology to make robots and stuff to do it. So why would you want to keep around a riffraff that can cause problems?
Yeah. So So now they're trying to, what? Vaccine? Depopulate. Yeah. What is in there? We already had one guy on there that his mom worked for Dr. Dobbs and said graphene oxide is in which one of the vaccines? And it's like razor blades in your whenever.
Yeah, you're getting sandblasted with razor blades the whole time your heart's pumping.
So their whole thing, and now it's come out that the people who got the vaccine, their kids can't have kids. Like, it's a whole sterilization thing, too.
Man, it's
beyond, and you got to understand but he had to do it because Trump gave us a choice.
Yeah, that's the whole
thing. We didn't have any choice in the beginning. All right.
They were going to force it on us.
All right, it wasn't even that. If they didn't have the vaccine, they were going to keep this whole thing shut down
for six years, seven years.
Yeah, for a long. It would have killed millions of people.
Yeah, they would have shut our economy down. We would have starved to death.
But he gave us one thing that we needed more than anything, and that was a choice. Exactly right.
And that's just the thing, man. People need to. You don't know everything.
No.
You don't know everything. We don't know everything. We just kind of, we've been looking at it long enough that we can kind of see the stuff.
But the plan, one day, will come out how we won. And we're going to win. And I believe we're fishing to win. It's on the brink of it because you're fishing to see them with the whole Supreme Court thing. They're fishing to try to pack the courts. They're going to try to do
whatever. They've already been trying to do it.
Yeah,
and they failed.
Who's the next one they're going to try to push out? Roberts, maybe?
I didn't know. Tell him. You know? But.
But they're going to leave them. What's going to happen is them seats are going. It's going to fail on them. Them seats probably going to be left open.
I guess he's going to put something in there.
Yeah, Trump's going to put
something in there.
Yeah, it's going.
It's
a war. And because if you know the plan, he knows the plan of what they got, what they want to do. What do? You have a counter move for every one of them.
Let's talk about one of the counter moves that just happened about the being able to look into the presidential. What do you call it? It's basically the top secret stuff that the presidents know, and that they had
the executive order?
Yeah, executive privilege.
That's right.
Executive privilege. So they went in there and they were wanting to see Trump's executive privilege.
Mm-hmm.
So of course they let it pass.
The Supreme Court passed.
Trump didn't do anything. Trump has nothing to hide. So that's no biggie to him.
They're gonna look at it and there ain't nothing gonna be there.
But guess what?
Yeah,
it set a precedent. Now Durham.
Yep.
People forget about Durham. He's still out there. And there's still cases ongoing, and this is one of the big things he was waiting on, and this is part of the plan. They knew they were going to try to do this and get the top secret stuff from Trump because they're trying to find his plans.
Yep.
Plans ain't there.
No.
They're somewhere else. Now they can go back and look at Obama's executive privilege, yep. Bush's executive privilege, Clinton's executive privilege.
Mm-hmm.
They can go back and look at all their shit now.
Mm-hmm.
Man, they're going to be a fight.
But people got to realize on the same thing, you got to know who's part of what. When, say, 9/11, Trump went and seen the police and everything. All the rest of the presidents, Biden, Obama, Clinton's, Bush's, they're all part of the same club.
Yeah, they're all friends. All they grew up together.
Yeah, they're all friends. They're all family, you might as well say.
Well, they're a sorority or fraternity. That's what it's like. They're a big frat house, and they're just the cool kids on the block, and they're just the ones that got, you know, they're the ones that are in power.
And Trump went by himself.
Yeah.
That's one president that you got to learn. Like, he's taking on all of them, and he's going to win. Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
Well, the thing is, he's been up in there. He knows what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
He's known it for years. He's known it.
He's been part of the
club.
He
knows what they do. He knows about the sex trade, all that stuff, all the pedophilia. He knows about that stuff.
Yeah.
Why do you think they try to attack him so hard with that?
Well,
they threw everything they had with him. If he did something bad, he would have been gone.
All that's going to come out.
Yeah.
It's all going to come out, man. But it's so bad, you got to drip it out to people.
Yeah.
Because it's hard to believe.
You normies aren't going to believe it.
Mm-mm. No.
You're just going to blow your minds, and you're going to be in counseling.
How are you going to believe that the people you voted for and all these people, like, drink blood, you know what I mean? Like, you know, that's crazy, right? That's crazy. But wait, some stuff's going to come out about that. You got to think about witchcraft.
Yeah.
Witchcraft, that's what it is. It's full-blown witchcraft, and they're in on it. After you go back and look at all the...
Just go look up the Bohemian Grove.
Yeah, look up
all
that.
This stuff. You need to...
But if you go back and look it up, they always... All the people in charge always had this owl god, you know, all these type of gods that are just demons that they're worshiping. This ain't no different.
No.
It's no different. The same people are trying to do the same thing, take over. These demons been trying to take over forever and ever and ever.
Yeah.
It's never going to end. And you got God counter move using Trump.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, the thing is, the way God works is he doesn't just go out. I mean, he does do that too. He will go out and do his own thing and make his own moves. But most of the time, when somebody's messing up, what do? Do you interfere with them?
No.
You let them do their thing.
Yeah.
Don't mess yourself up.
And the thing is, you know, some people got mad because Trump didn't use the military or whatever. Now, I believe he is using the military.
He is.
But it's got to be an operation to get people's minds.
Because
he couldn't be like, oh, they stole an election and just take over the
government.
Everybody be like, what the hell?
What happened?
You know?
Yeah, what happened if he just declared martial law and just started arresting a bunch of people?
Yeah,
I mean,
that would
half the country would have been revolting.
Yeah.
Like, so, you got to think a little bit deeper than
now,
what people are thinking.
Yeah. What, really deeper, actually.
That's why we're going down the rabbit hole.
Yeah. Now, people have seen it. People got to see it, so this never happens again.
They got to feel the pain a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. It's gotta happen, man. It's got to, and we gotta go through it, just so it never happens again. So it'll be part of history. And just like we don't want people to take our guns, we never let anybody take our guns, no matter what. Even whenever they tried over and over again.
Do you remember back when Obama was president, how hard they tried to take our guns?
Yeah.
What if they succeeded? What if they were to do that? And then the next thing they did was the coronavirus.
Yeah.
We would have been defenseless.
Yep.
We wouldn't be able to do anything to stop it.
And people say, well, you know, how are we going to fight on F-16, you know, whatever. You know, them chopper helicopters.
Yeah, all the patches. So how are we going to fight against him?
Dude.
People don't realize we are the government. We are the military.
Yeah.
Where do you think the military people come from?
Yeah.
They are us.
Yeah. It is just normal, everyday people in America.
But, yeah, you're going to have some in there that believe the other way. That's going to be there.
It ain't like any other country where you just have these military people and they're just, that's all they do. And
they sleep and rest
and that's it. And they've
like
never
in China
done
where they're in the military and that's it. That's your job.
No,
that's your role.
It ain't how America is. America is
we the people.
We the people. Us. We go to the military. We are the military. We are. And then if you want to come here, you're going to get shot. If a country wants to invade our country, they're probably going to get shot from every single angle there is. Because I guarantee you, most
There's
of my street has more gun. than more guns than most countries. You know,
the Japanese said, "There's a gun behind every blade of grass
over here."
Yeah, that's why they didn't invade the mainland.
Yeah. Oh,
they were too scared to. They knew they were going to get stomped.
It would be bad. It'd be bad. But the war, like I said, fluoride, after World War II, JFK, you got to think about all these things, and it's all combined into one thing, what it's going to, Operation Mockingbird.
Yeah, Operation Blue Beam, all that stuff.
Yeah.
Which
one is Operation? Ain't that the one
with with the projectors.
Operation Mockingbird.
Oh, that's with it. Yeah, that's with the, it's a lot. Yeah. It used to be an old thing.
But then, like, you keep repeating it and repeating it and repeating it, and eventually people believe it.
Yeah.
It's
the propaganda stuff, too. Yeah. It's
their operation.
The thing is...
Is that right? It's their operation.
Yeah.
Right?
I think this one that they used against them, though.
I had to make sure on that one.
Yeah. This is a podcast. We're just talking.
Yeah.
We're not no scientists or anything. We're just normal people just seeing... we're just connecting the dots here.
Yeah.
I mean, just think a little logical here. And in your daily lives, and you'll start seeing this stuff, too.
Yeah. It's crazy, man.
And turn off the TV. Turn off your social media. Stop getting on it so much. Stop believing everything you see on there. And I swear to you, if you do that, you come back a month later and you look at it, you're going to be like, holy crap, you're right.
Yeah.
It's just all BS.
You got to look at their actions, not what they say.
Well, you know as well as I do, the CIA and stuff, they've had, with the MK Ultra and all that stuff, sequence of patterns and lights and sounds and stuff, it affects your brain.
Yeah.
And they have this stuff in the social medias. And that's why you see yourself and you swipe and you swipe and you swipe and you swipe and you get the instant gratitude of being able to just swipe to the next thing. If you turn that off, you realize that life's not like that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where a lot of this instant gratification comes from, is because of the technology that we use every day.
Yeah.
That you're able to just go Google something real quick.
Yeah. If they're lying to you on Google? Which they are. They are.
Well, yeah, they sit there and they put the stuff that they like up towards the tops. Because you're not going to sit there and go back 20 pages to find something. They know that people are too lazy to do that.
Yeah.
They're going to go to Wikipedia, which anybody can get on there and change.
Yep.
And that's where they're going to give you your information. Or Snopes. Some freaking cat lady and a dude that live in a basement, and they go in there and fact check everybody. I mean, heck, they just said in the Supreme Court with Mark Zuckerberg that he said it himself that the fact checks are opinion.
Yeah, he said it himself. Fact checks are
opinion.
But
he ain't going to say that on his platform.
No.
But whenever he comes into where he's actually going to get in trouble, of course he's going to say what's real and what's not. Because he's not going to get in trouble. He don't want to get in trouble.
Yeah. It's so much, man. It's so much to cover about all of it.
Everybody needs to get off the media.
Yeah.
Stop looking at all this stuff, because right now it's all lies.
Yeah.
Everything is. You see all the stuff that's happening in Pennsylvania and Georgia and all these people where they're getting elected, like that truck driver that beat that president, the Democrat that was president of the Senate up there in Pennsylvania?
Seattle.
I don't know. Anyway, you're seeing it happen
Seattle,
everywhere.
Washington. It was in Washington, I believe.
Well, you're seeing all this stuff locally, and that's what the battle is right now. We're in that part of the war where the battle is taking place at the local level. We're the ones doing it.
Yeah.
We're the ones going into these local elections and electing the people that we want in. Because guess what? When the midterms get here, and when the presidential race gets here, we'll have the power.
We're giving them pain right now. They can feel every single bit of their power slipping away.
Look at them. Look at all of them that are resigning or coming out and saying they're not running again.
29 right now that are in Congress.
Yep.
In the House.
They're scared. They're panicked. You got
to... trying to get out of the way, so that maybe hopefully they're out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah.
But that ain't going to happen.
Everybody needs to go look up at...
You overthrew the government.
Yeah.
That's what happened.
This is what happened. That is tyranny at its finest.
That's treason.
Treason. They all these. Look. Let's just say this. There's a reason why Trump remodeled the Gitmo to hold high profile civilians.
You got
to
look at
high
the signs.
Profile American civilians.
Yeah.
Who do you think that is?
Yeah.
That's Obama, Hillary Clinton. That's all those people like that. The high profile ones. They're going to Gitmo.
Yeah.
All we got to do is hold out and stay strong.
Yeah. They're going. We just it takes time. Time, like, let's see, the information war. Let's talk about the information war. Joe Rogan come out not too long ago and said, think about the information, misinformation. A couple months ago, about 8 months ago, if you said masks don't work, you'd be censored and took off the air, took off everything, right? Yeah. Now it's come out, CDC and everything said they don't work. Okay, and that's come out to be facts also. If you said that a couple months, 8, 9, 10 months ago, that you would still get the virus if you had the vaccine and you could still spread
it. You got kicked off.
You got kicked off. Now it's come out to be fact. There's so much that time always proves everything.
And especially propaganda. That's what propaganda is, a quick, fast, hard strike is what it is. And it's meant to make a lot of people believe a certain thing for a little bit of time.
Yeah.
Because they're trying to convince people to do stuff.
Yep.
And that's how you do it. Because most people are, I mean, just, most people are pretty dumb.
Well, you know, it's the easy thing, you know, just to flip on a channel.
Well, that's what it is. It's not the fact that they're dumb, that they can't comprehend.
They've also been brainwashed their whole life.
To sit on the couch, turn news on, and that's what you listen, and that's what you believe.
But the hardest thing for somebody to admit is that they've been fooled.
Yeah.
You know?
It was hard for us to admit it.
Yeah. I mean, dude, I ain't going to lie, man. It about made me sick when I realized that they're actually against us.
Dude, I remember being a kid and playing with G.I. Joes and stuff like that and being so amazed at our country and proud to be an American.
Yeah.
I'm not right now. I'm proud to be an American citizen.
Proud of our country.
I'm proud of us.
Yeah.
But I'm not proud of our government. I'm not proud of this country right now.
No, not on a world stage.
No. We're an embarrassment.
Yeah. Right now we are.
Everybody's laughing at our president. Yeah. And he's not even our president. He's a resident.
But everybody knows Trump is doing rallies and he's behind the scenes. And
yeah. Why would he be doing rallies right now if he wasn't the real president?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not even a presidential election. He's got 3 more years.
But he's got to take on the Western Central Bank, too, to try to. Because the whole thing about the depopulation and the Great Reset, it's about the Great Reset. Yeah. You know, their whole goal is to get rid of. They want to only keep, 500 million of us?
Something like that. Yeah, it's ridiculous. Amounts. Yeah. That's
their goal.
Well, they're like an octopus. They got arms out everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And they're doing everything at the same time. And it's just chaos, 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 chaos.
They got everybody paid off.
Yeah. Well, they show us chaos, but in behind their back, they're sitting here pulling strings.
Yep.
And we're sitting here looking at the chaos with fake news.
Yep. And they got to keep the news always flooded with something.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's all the shootings and all that stuff.
It's got to be flooded with something.
Yeah, it's got to be always flooded with George Floyd. Screw that, Dean. I don't even care. I would have.
Yeah, he wasn't. He was on drugs. You know, that's why they even come out in autopsy. What, he died of fentanyl?
Yeah.
And he was acting crazy.
I can't breathe. Yeah, Dean, you just took more fentanyl than it took to take down an elephant, man.
Yeah.
Of course you can't breathe. I mean, yeah, the whole thing was fishy from the get-go.
I think it was an act.
I think it was, too.
I don't know, man. I would not trust anything on the news at all.
No. If you see something on the news, and the best bet is to say it's probably the opposite of that.
It's probably a lie.
And you're better off believing in that, that it's not true.
It's a lie. 90% of it is a lie.
Well, you just, every time you see something on the news, 2, 3 weeks, a month later, they're saying the opposite now.
Yeah.
And then they just keep going back and forth, and they try to play every little angle they can. That's like that movie you sent me, Just Look Up.
Yeah.
That's exactly what's going on.
Yeah, they're sitting there saying, don't look up, don't look up. That's what the government's trying to tell you. I'm like, it's right there.
Yeah, everybody can see it. All you got to do is just take your eyes off the dang screen.
Yeah, don't look at the government. Don't look at what Nancy Pelosi or Chuck Schumer or what's that other dude, McConnell.
And Adam Schiff and all them.
Lindsey Graham, all them rhinos, don't listen to anybody in the government at all, except maybe, what's that woman's name?
You're talking about
Blonde
Green?
Yeah, Green, she's good. There's a couple, you know, that's really fighting.
There's a bunch of good ones.
But they're hiding them. You know, they're putting them to the side, like, don't look at them. Every time they come on to say something, they cut off the screen or something like that. They are lying to you.
I mean, just all you got to do is even just the simplest form. Let's not even talk about politics for a second. Weather Channel.
Yeah.
The weather, man. The weather. You going to tell me you're going to go down there and get caught multiple times staging wind? Staging flooding. Yeah. Anderson Cooper, remember when he was in that damn ditch?
Yeah.
And he was like up to his, looking like he was in a flood water, and there's people just walking around him, like not even
ankle
touching
deep
water.
Yeah.
And then people in there with their wind coats, and it's like blowing their jacket and stuff, and it looks so bad. And then you see people like just walking beside them, and you got people calling them out now. Like, just that basic thing, this is the weather. Why would they lie to you about the weather?
Yeah. They'll lie to you about the weather.
Because they did. That's lying. Yeah. Why would they do that?
Yeah.
Just ask yourself that. Why would they lie to you?
Seriously.
What's the point in it?
I don't know. Well, what is the point of that? I don't get it. I don't understand it.
Maybe, I mean, what else have they been pushing with the weather here lately, real hard? All the green stuff, green cars, climate change.
Yeah.
You notice it ain't called global warming anymore.
Yeah, because the Earth's cooled down. It's like the ice caps or whatever done grew 4 inches or whatever.
The polar bears going extinct. Yeah. No, they're not. They're bigger than they ever have been now. They're actually, I mean, they're actually becoming a problem.
Yeah.
Like, everything that they tell us is a lie. Everything, and it's all money making scams.
The whole thing is.
It is.
That's why they're trying to push it. So
you ever ask yourself why can't you ever get ahead? Why can't we ever get ahead? Mm-hmm. Why can't anybody like the normal people get ahead?
Yeah.
Why are we always broke? Why are we always depressed? Why are we always got medical problems? Why?
We're always in debt.
Because we're slaves to this stuff.
Yeah.
We're born into it.
Yep. Why can't you get the whole getting in debt situation, you got to pay something and do something else to pay it off.
The whole credit system is a debt cycle.
Yeah, and now they're trying to do a social credit system, which my social credit probably blew up in there.
Oh, yeah, and they did that stuff here in China. And if you talk out about somebody that's in the government and they're in control, your social score goes down and you can't buy nothing.
Yeah, and that's what they're trying to push here. Everything.
Screw that.
The plan ain't never changed. The vax card.
No.
Think about the who else had to have papers. The Nazis had to have papers to show. Yeah, not so Nazis. The Jews
had to, and they had to wear what'd they have to wear? A little star.
Yeah, and
hey,
if you had to always show your papers too.
What do they put on our licenses now?
I don't know. I can look.
Let's look. What is that gold little star doing right there?
What is that doing?
That's to get on airplanes and stuff now.
Really?
Yeah.
Mine's expired, or it ain't expired.
It's an older one, yeah, but that's what they're going to now. You can't get on an airplane and stuff unless you got that star on your thing.
Wow. Corrupt-ass system. The whole damn thing.
We're not even
thing.
Supposed to have licenses. You're not supposed to license necessities, like freedom of travel and stuff.
Yeah.
And that's the big thing. They're like, well, you can walk.
Centralized driving.
You can walk.
Yeah.
No, you can't. Not in today's day and time.
It's free to travel. It's supposed to be free to travel.
You're supposed to just be free to hunt, provide for yourself. You can't just go and buy a piece of land and provide for yourself anymore because they got so many regulations on it, it's impossible.
You
got to
pay all the taxes.
Property tax every year. Nothing's ever yours. You never own anything.
Yeah, because it's a slave. You're in slavery.
People need to wake up, and they better wake up fast.
Yeah, you're in slavery. Like, you are slaves to this system.
Yeah.
And the biggest way to make how you keep slaves in control is let them think they're free.
Yeah.
You know
another way to do that is?
Hmm.
And it's another little arm of the propaganda stuff is the Black Lives Matter stuff, the reparation stuff. People don't understand that the slaves back in the day, they actually got reparations already.
Yeah.
They were given land and everything.
Yeah.
They got the reparations. What they did it from there on out, that's their problem.
Yeah.
And I believe it was wrong. It was terrible to have slaves. It was a bad thing to do. But it was only around here for 60 years in America.
Was it that long, even that long?
1776, that was whenever we started the war. We didn't stop the war until, 1789? And slavery was abolished in, 1845? Which is,
1830 or something.
Yeah, something like that.
Maybe sooner than that.
It's like 60 years, though. They're sitting there saying, 400 years, 400 years.
They're just a country, ain't even that old.
It's not even that old. Yeah, exactly. That was the British.
Yeah.
That was the same people that are trying to come in here and do this stuff to us now.
Yeah.
All these families and stuff, the normal people didn't own slaves.
No.
Everybody now was not related to those people that owned slaves. Very few of them.
Yeah.
You can't sit there and ask reparations for people that never even owned slaves.
Yeah. Not even. And most people here didn't. Yeah. We all believed in freedom.
Well, that's the thing. Like, people aren't taught what actual history was, and they don't understand what slavery actually was. And therefore, they're seeing this other image of slavery, and they think that's what slavery is. instead of sitting there and looking back at ourselves and saying, we're actually the slaves here. We are the slaves right now.
Who was the first slave owner in America?
Frederick Douglass, wasn't it? No, that was another guy. No, it wasn't him.
No.
That was another guy. It was a black guy. I used to have his thing.
It was a black guy. Anthony, maybe? Something like that?
Yeah, something like that. I don't even know.
I had to look it up, but yeah.
I used to know all that stuff, but I don't even think about it because I don't see racism. I don't see color of skin. I see your character, how hard you work, if you take care of your family or not.
You see Whoopi Goldberg?
Yeah, that's...
We was talking about that earlier.
That Dean Batman.
She said the Holocaust wasn't about race.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was
about. They called the Jews a whole race.
Yeah, they...
But she's like, when I think of race, I think of something I can see. And, you know, that black or white, you know.
Yeah, she's
that's
admitting,
totally racist.
She's admitting that she's a racist right there in that sentence. She's saying, I see color.
Yeah, that's it.
That's what she said.
Martin Luther King said, don't judge a man by the color of his skin, but the content of his character.
Well, see, when I see Whoopi Goldberg, I don't see a black woman.
I see an idiot.
I see, before all this stuff here recently, what I used to see Whoopi Goldberg was Whoopi Goldberg.
Yeah.
She used to be Whoopi Goldberg. She used to play in the movies.
Yeah.
She had her distinct look, distinct voice, and now she went and did all this political stuff. Now I don't see nothing but a racist.
Yeah.
That's
idiot.
All I see now.
That whole scene, and then
all of them are Joy Behar. All of them.
Then another thing about the war, it's the big why they really want to get rid of Trump is because of sex trafficking. He knew they was coming after them.
Yeah, do you remember back when Trump was president? How many sex rings, rings that he busted?
Yeah,
you notice they're not happening right now.
Yeah, none.
None. He was getting saving record number of missing kids.
Yep. Now they're bringing kids in by private plane in the middle of the night, taking them I don't know where.
Well, you got the people over in there coming across the border. They're not their families. We know that. We've seen that. They're not their parents. They're fighting age people. And what they are is they're the cartel. And they're trafficking these little kids up into the states where they can get citizenship. And that's what they're using. They're saying, all the warm, heartfelt bullshit.
Yeah.
That's not what they're doing, though. They're literally trafficking these children into America.
Yeah.
And that's what's happening.
Yeah, it's right there in your face.
And then Biden is sitting there trying to pay these people that Trump deported. All the people that Trump deported was the MS-13 and the gang members. So really, in our actuality, Biden's sitting there trying to pay the cartel with our money.
Yeah.
$450,000 a piece.
Yeah. It didn't pass, though, I don't think.
No, I'm just what I'm saying. But he's still trying to do it.
Yeah.
He's trying to pay off the people that helped him.
Yeah.
That's what's happening.
Yeah. He tried, but it failed. Uh-oh.
Man, I've been getting this every day now.
What is that?
Amber alert. Hispanic female, 12-year-old child abducted. Look at that.
Talking about it, and it just happened. Ain't that crazy?
Yeah, it's crazy, man.
But he was after them, and he knew he was going to get them, so they had to get rid of him simply because of the whole child trafficking. You know what kind of how many people be mad about the child trafficking thing?
Man,
it's going off right now. Maybe they'll find it. But
I hope so. But, I hate that, man. That's really the biggest thing right now is the pedophilia.
Yeah.
And we're getting so distracted from it. That's not really, that's just a sexual orientation, all that
shit.
Yeah,
they're trying to pass that.
Yeah, man. Dude, they are after us. They are after our kids because they know that the kids are the next generation. They are our future.
Yeah.
Kids are the future, just like we're now in the spot where our parents were.
Yeah.
And they failed because they went to sleep.
Yeah. And everything's going to be okay. Grew up in a good America.
Yeah,
you know?
Never knew anything. Well, guess what? All we knew our whole lives was what? Clinton, Bush Sr., Bush, Obama.
And then we finally got Trump,
and everybody was able to see what's going on.
Yep. We've been trying to tell people so long what's really going on, but nobody really listened.
Well, they go, no, that ain't happening.
Yeah. Now.
That ain't real.
Now it's all
coming out real.
But this whole thing, we're not even sharing. We're just on the tip of the iceberg, just trying to wake people up for the most part. This whole thing is going to be bigger than you ever thought. Bigger than you ever thought because it goes way deeper than this.
Yeah, and look, way deeper. You're probably going to need counseling after it's all said and done. We're going to be like, holy crap.
Well, it's going to be way deeper than this. Some people are going to reject it when it starts, you know, whenever this whole thing starts coming out. Some people are going to be upset. But people are asking questions. People know something ain't right.
Yeah, that's the big thing.
Something ain't right.
People are noticing.
Yeah.
It happened. They had to do it so fast that people are noticing this time.
And you got to understand, something ain't right.
It's not. We're not supposed to be like this.
No.
Man, we're supposed to be free.
Yeah.
This is America. We are supposed to be free. We are not free. We're paying more taxes now than they did whenever they had the revolution.
Mm-hmm.
We are bigger slaves than we ever have.
They went to war just for taxes.
Yeah. We're bigger slaves than we've ever been. We work every day of our lives for nothing. Look at them. They're taking stuff out of the Social Security. That's supposed to be our retirement.
Yeah.
They're stealing from us. They take it off the front end, they take it off the middle, and they take it off the back end.
Well,
yeah.
That's our first part, guys. We just kind of getting everybody to wake up. But make sure y'all go share it. We want people to hear this episode.
Share it. Share it. What's it going to hurt to share it?
And we're going to keep going on different ones. We'll probably drop another one here soon about this. So y'all can share it. Make sure you contact RuthlessEdTalk@gmail.com to win a beer mug.
Yeah. Hey, and another thing, too, if you see something going on in your area, if you see anything that looks fishy, tell us.
Yeah, we'll put it out there.
Email it to us. We'll put it out there.
Yeah, we don't care.
Yeah, I got a few friends in a few high places, so I mean, we can get it out there.
Yeah. But we're doing pretty good here, and we're getting more and more people listening to us and everything every week, actually. But we need y'all, our fans, our supporters, our listeners, to share this episode and comment done. Send us the email, say done, shared, and send us your name so we can put you in a drawing, and we'll announce it on the next episode. All right, y'all. Appreciate you.